This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Don't say the name of the show.
Learning University.
The Santa
it's the
Maria.
Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
J.J. Jasper's in the house.
Good to be here.
How you doing today, J.J.?
I'm doing well.
All right, here's a situation, folks. We are going to go live to Charlotte in an hour. 11 o'clock Central Time, like in 55 minutes. So we rarely interrupt the Trivia Friday show because it means so much to this country. But Dr. Billy Graham's funeral service is very important to us, and I know to a lot of you, and you want to hear what's happening there. So we're going to broadcast that live. So
America's pastor.
Yeah, so we'll be going to Charlotte.
I've been telling people on my music radio show this morning, it's Billy Graham's last crusade.
Amen.
Because the gospel is going to be preached.
That's a great way to put it. So we'll be going live to Charlotte for that in less than an hour. A Trivia Friday, here's what we do. We're going to ask questions, three questions each for J.J. Walker and yours truly. And then we're going to pitch it to you to call in and ask or answer, or we prefer both. Both. So let me give you the phone number. Here's the phone number to call to be on the air with us. Now, don't call. If you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air with us as possible. Some folks wait a long time to be on the air on Trivia Friday. So here's the phone number. Again, if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please wait till next week, okay? Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is your phone number to reach us here on American Family Radio. We will have a mystery question, and if that mystery question is answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring for all the world to hear. And then we will as we're showing you on our Facebook Live stream for today's issues, we're showing you the T-shirt we're going to send you, the Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt will be sent free of charge as a gift to those to the person who answers the mystery question correctly. Now, Walker, we're live video streaming on Facebook and where else?
On YouTube. So if you go to Today's Issues on Facebook, on our show, on our page there, you can watch the show. Okay. In addition, on YouTube, if you type in Today's Issues Live on YouTube, you can watch the show there also. And to mentioning the shirts, if you want a shirt and maybe you haven't received a shirt via answering the mystery question, you can go to afastore.net and purchase your own shirt.
For $15.
Right. Or as many shirts as you would like.
Yeah, so, and these Trivia Fridays T-shirts are excellent. I mean, they're nice-looking T-shirts, and you can wear them all summer long and proudly display you're a participant of Learning University or you're a student on the on-air a learning university program.
Well, and you got excited when you said $15. There's a reason for that. The first shirt that came out was $20.
Yeah.
We quickly sold out. We had to reorder several different times. So $15, what a bargain, and just a great way to have some fun and support the ministry.
And the T-shirt market's very volatile right now. So I don't know how long we'll be able to hold these shirts at $15. That's what we're saying.
Depends on the tariffs.
Yeah,
it all depends on President Trump, the tariffs, and how that goes.
You know, we went off the T-shirt gold standard, I don't know, 30 years ago or so. So, you know, who knows where the fluctuation will take us.
And if you want to start with conspiracy theories, how many of these T-shirts are at Fort Knox? How many really are guarded and behind the vault in Fort Knox? Are they really there, or have they all been removed?
And I want to know, what part does Lee Harvey Oswald have to do with the T-shirt situation that we've experienced since the 60s? All right. By the way, you can purchase the T-shirts at afastore.net. afastore.net, that's the easiest way to do that. Or if you want to call and give them your credit card for $50 and say, send me one of those Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirts I want to wear all summer, here's the phone number, 877-927-4917. This is the phone number for the AFA store to get the T-shirt via the phone, 877-927-4917, or simply go to afastore.net. Walker, what are your three questions?
All right, to start off, what breed of horse is best known for its use in racing? Many of you who might watch the Kentucky Derby will know that answer. What is the capital city? This is my second question. What is the capital city of Canada's Yukon Territory?
Not just Canada. We want to know what the capital city of Canada's Yukon Territory is.
That's right. And lastly,
we're digging deep into Canada trivia right there.
We are.
Did you know the answer to that before you saw it?
I did not.
Okay.
Territory in Canada is like a state would be in the United States. So each state has its capital. Last question. In our solar system, which planet has the shortest day?
Good questions.
In our solar system, which would include our, how many we got now? 9 planets?
That's a good question. Maybe that's a trivia question.
I don't know. They vote on it every year, but...
Now, how specific on that horse that races it? Are we talking high hurdles or just racing on the dirt track flat on the ground?
I think the dirt track.
Yeah, those high hurdles are the
dirt track, like speed. The Derby.
Pole vaulting. When you got some of those horses that are bred for pole vaulting.
They can do it.
That is a sight to behold right there, my friend.
It's an Olympic sport.
Hey, speaking of Olympic sport, how did they – the curling, is it just me or is that something – they knocked off a couple of legitimate sports – and they got a tea kettle with people taking some brooms and
We've been through this,
sweeping.
Haven't we?
Be careful.
Have you already been through this?
Well, I sort of joked about curling during the Olympics, and I got a backlash.
Did you really?
Yeah, from our listeners out there. Who
Really?
Yeah, curling enthusiasts. They're out there by
both
the millions.
Both of them? You heard from both of them?
I'm telling you. Hey, the Americans won, so that's all
we care
about.
Well, and I know that. Yeah, but I'm just wondering as far as
they brought
as
home
sport,
one of our few gold medals.
That's right. All right, well, then I'm going to hush. Talk about what I do know about. Here's my three questions. What famous event takes place every July in Pamplona, Spain? What famous event takes place every July in Pamplona? Second question, what is missing from a navel orange? What is missing from a navel orange? I'll go ahead and give you a hint. It's not belly button lint. So we'll go ahead and get that off the table.
Yeah.
Third question, true or false? Seating on the first commercial planes consisted of movable wicker chairs. Is that true or false? The seating on the first commercial planes, first commercial flights, consisted of movable wicker chairs. True or false?
All right, my three questions. Number one, what month and year was President John F. Kennedy assassinated? What month and year was President John F. Kennedy killed? Number two, why does it sound so quiet after a snowstorm? You ever thought about that? Go outside, it's just really eerily quiet after a snowstorm. So why is that? What is it about the snow that quiets the world? Number three, what causes you to cry when you cut an onion? What causes you to cry when you cut an onion? I want to know the answer to that question. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Walker, are you going to take the calls?
I sure will.
Go.
All right, we're going to go to Iowa and talk to Moot in Iowa. Moot, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello?
Moot, are you there?
You might have it on Moot.
It's
a moot point if we're not able to talk to our friend in Iowa.
Looks like we're having problems there.
Put Moot on hold and go to Chris.
All right, we're going to go to South Carolina and talk to Chris. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday. Chris. All right.
We're experiencing difficulties, technical difficulties here.
All right, we're going to try Arkansas and Zula in Arkansas. Zula, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, there
wonderful.
We go.
Praise the Lord. Man, I don't know. We were going to have a hard time having trivia without any callers. So, Zula, you are first up here from the great state of Arkansas. Which one do you want to answer and you want to answer and ask?
Just answer.
Okay, Zula, which one do you want to answer?
That's the orange.
Yes, ma'am, Zula. What is missing from a navel orange?
Seeds.
You're exactly right.
Seeds?
Seeds. No seeds in okay, a navel orange.
Okay, Zula, I want you to try to answer this first before JJ answers it for us. If you don't have any seeds, how does it reproduce? You don't know. You just
Zula, I'm with you on that. When I found this question, I thought, how do they not just have one batch? The scientists say, hey, we've got these seedless oranges, but there's only going to be one batch because there's no seeds to plant.
Right.
You don't go out and put orange peels.
No,
when I saw that on this trivia thing, immediately I started thinking, wait a minute. How do they not reproduce? How do they ever get another batch?
Yeah,
you don't put the orange peels in the ground.
No.
And expect it to grow.
Zula, you have the answer?
I'd say the pulp.
The pulp?
The Pope? I don't think he has anything to do with with this. It's not a Catholic or Protestant issue. I don't know where you came up with that.
Although the lady at Christmas time was getting ready to send all of her Christmas cards out, and she wanted to buy some stamps, and the guy at the post office said, what denomination? She said, oh, has it come to that? She said, well, give me 50 Baptist and 50 Catholic.
You're saying the P-U-L-P?
Yeah.
Is that right, JJ?
I don't know. I'm curious. But okay. Hey, Zula, you started us out answering correctly. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Somebody calls in, answers that question, I will send them a T-shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll add that to the mix here. Somebody call in and tell us how a navel orange reproduces when it doesn't have any seeds.
Belly button lint. Take that right out of that navel orange, plant that in the ground right beside your carrots and lettuce and everything.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Is on the air with Walker, JJ, and Tim. Ed Battagliano is not here today. For all you Ed fans, he'll be back Monday with us in studio. Who's next, Walker?
All right, we're going to go to Texas, the great state of Texas, and talk to Gary. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday. Gary, you there? Hello, Gary.
Yeah, we need somebody from our...
I think folks are not paying attention. Maybe not expecting to get on the show.
Before we started, they said we're having some phone difficulties, so there's a hiccup there somewhere.
Zula got through. We'll try Louisiana, and we'll try to talk to Steve here. Steve, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try to do both. By the way, I think on the orange thing, which is not what I was calling about, they're seedless, but that doesn't mean that, like, if you've got 100 oranges, you may find one or two seeds. And there are still a few seeds, just very, very few. The other possibility on that would be that they cut shoots off a tree and replant the shoots to grow into more trees. So
those are two good possibilities. Right.
So you don't know definitively. Okay. You're just saying those are guesses.
Those are possibilities. I don't know definitively.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. The snow question. Snow works kind of as a cushion. It's a sound absorber. That's why it seems so quiet.
Okay.
Sound does not bounce off of snow like it would hard ground. That's my guess of an answer there.
The question is, what does it sound? Why does it sound so quiet after a snowstorm? And Steve is correct.
Hey, Steve
is correct. Well done.
The answer I have here is because snowflakes don't fit together perfectly. No two are alike, after all. They contain a whole lot of air when piled on the ground. These air pockets dampen sound.
Oh, like insulation.
Yes.
That you put in your walls.
Of course, where we live here in North Mississippi, we don't get a whole lot of snow. But when it does snow 3 or 4 or 5 inches, you go outside. and it's really quiet. It's eerily quiet. And so I've always wondered what causes that. And there's your answer.
There you go.
Steve gave it to us. It's the air pockets that dampen the sound. Excellent, Steve. You have a question for us?
Yes, I do. You may have been asked this question before, but if you haven't, it'll be a good one for you. The King James translation of the Bible was copyrighted in 1611. Most of the translating was done in 1610. Shakespeare was alive and well in the area at that time. Is there any indication, any hint, that he may have been involved in the King James translation?
We had that last week or the week before last, and there was a verse that they gave us that kind of, you may have been gone, Tim.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, there was a verse they gave us, and it kind of counts so many things over, and you got William.
Okay, yes,
and
that.
Yeah, and that's what somebody...
it's not William. No, what it is, Psalms 46. And by the way, in 1610, Shakespeare would have been 46 years old. Psalms 46, if you start at the beginning and count 46 words, you come to the word shake. You count from the end backwards, 46 words, you come to the word spear. It's what's called a literary signature that a genius like that could have done. So there is debate about it. It's not an absolute proof he was involved, but he was the master of languages at that day, so his involvement would have been, you know.
So do you,
wow. I've not heard that before.
Steve, do you have to change? Did he have to change scripture up to get that, or naturally fit?
He did real well. He did.
If he did,
I was just looking at it, and it fit right in all the way. And again, like I said, he was 46. Psalms 46 going both directions. It makes sense.
Steve, I had a similar thing happen to me. Here's the deal: I called down there to Lifeway. And I told him I wanted to order the Bible on cassette and the large print version. Well, they sent it to me, and I had the Bible on cassette and the large print version, and I was listening to that thing backwards. And the same thing occurred to me where I uncovered a whole lot of mysteries, and a lot of things was revealed.
Okay.
Steve, have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Steve.
That is interesting that he said. You know, that thing that he shared was interesting.
Yeah. Who knows? But, you know, William Shakespeare, you know, great literary
genius.
Genius, yeah.
But whether or not he influenced the inerrant.
Do you think his good friends called him Bill?
Billy?
Yeah, Bill or Billy, you know, for short. Do you think?
They may have, or Willie.
Yeah. You know, old Bill Shakespeare down there is doing a good job of writing. You ought to go down there and check what he's coming up with.
Selling some of those plays out of the trunk of his carriage? Wagon. Wet carriage. Yeah.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and JJ, we appreciate you listening. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Repeat your questions, Walker and JJ.
Right. What breed of horse is best known for its use in racing? What is the capital city of Canada's Yukon Territory?
Yeah.
Last question
knows that one.
Is, in our solar system, which planet has the shortest day?
That's a shame.
Here's what
they're
got.
They're not proud of it, I'll tell you that right now.
What famous event takes place every July in Pamplona, Spain? Which famous event takes place every July in Pamplona, Spain?
You just like saying Pamplona, don't you?
Well, I'm trying to, yeah. Second question. Seating on the first commercial planes consisted of movable wicker chairs. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one.
On a plane?
On a plane.
Movable wicker chairs?
Movable wicker chairs on the first commercial flights.
Commercial?
Commercial.
Like you pay to do this?
And to do it. And wicker chairs, if it's true, if it's indeed true.
Did they show you how to buckle up?
Probably didn't have seat belts.
Did the flight attendant, no longer called a stewardess, show you how to buckle
up? I wonder if you can use it as a flotation device, too.
I doubt that. Yeah, because they're like snowflakes. Whole lot of air there in those wicker chairs.
Yeah, that's a little degrading, I think, for a flight attendant to have to do, is to show you how to buckle your seatbelt, don't you?
Probably for everybody involved. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Welcome and you shouldn't America. Be on a plane if you don't know how to do that. Now, should you? Huh? They're going to do gun control tests. They need to do. You can't get on a plane if you don't know how to buckle a seatbelt. You know what I'm saying?
You're raising a lot of good questions. Well, hey, I'm going to add one, speaking of questions. Someone who raises false alarms is said to cry what? Someone who raises false alarms is said to cry what?
All right, here are my two questions that remain. Number one, this is a question from history. What month and year was President John F. Kennedy assassinated? That's a day that baby boomers certainly will never, ever forget. But what month and year did that occur in Dallas? Number two, what causes you to cry when you cut an onion? What is it that causes you to cry when you cut an onion? We'll know the answer to that question. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Again, let me remind you, at 11 o'clock Central Time, we're going to preempt this show today. We don't normally do that. We love having fun on our Learning University, but it's very important that we carry the live funeral service for Dr. Billy Graham, and that will be starting at 11 o'clock right here live on American Family Radio. All right, Walker, back to the phones.
All right, back to Texas. We're going to talk to Wayne. Wayne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
All right, Wayne, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, what's your question?
Okay, the Pampeluma, Spain question?
Yes, sir. Wayne, here's the question.
How do you spell that town now?
It's Pamplona.
Pampeluna?
Pamplona.
Pamplona.
I think I added an extra
syllable?
Vowel in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're from Kentucky. You can do that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's Pamplona, Spain. What famous event takes place every July in Pamplona, Spain, Wayne?
The running of the bulls.
The running of the
well done, Wayne.
The bulls.
Well done.
That's right.
That's why would you want to do that? Huh? Tell me that.
You know, I'm not the right guy to ask.
Okay.
Because there's part of me that I would like to do that.
Wayne, you want to ask us a question?
I know.
Yes, I do. What is the fastest growing sport in the United States for people over 60?
Okay, let us talk amongst ourselves here, Wayne, for just a minute.
All right.
Geriatric CrossFit. That's what it is right there, I'm trying to tell you.
Geriatric
and them
CrossFit.
Burpees and all the other things, and I got those walkers with them tennis balls on the bottom of them, and they're jumping up and down on them boxes, and it is a sight to behold.
What? Shuffleboard?
Not shuffleboard, because that's sort of the joke about when you retire and you're on a cruise.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's the fastest growing, say the question
sport
again, Wayne.
For people over 65.
What is the fastest growing sport in the United States for people over 60?
Oh, that's easy. Trump bashing.
Trump bashing.
Yeah, that's turned into a cottage industry and a sport.
I don't know.
What's the answer?
I don't know, Wayne.
Let's try pickleball.
What?
Pickleball.
Never heard of it.
You want to explain that to us?
Yeah, explain that to us.
Yeah, I'm ready to sign up in a few years.
You know, it's a very fast-growing sport. It's played on a smaller size type tennis court with a tennis-type net, a wiffle ball, and a solid paddle.
Yeah, how do you score?
Well, most games are 2-11, and you win by 2, and each point is just 1 point.
Okay. Is this sort of like Pong?
Well, those that play table tennis and...
All right, Wayne, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, you just cut him off there, Walker.
Got a break in 15 seconds.
Hey, you know, I tell you what else takes place in Pamplona, Spain.
Was that?
Wayne. It was Wayne.
We do have we are up against the clock, and Walker wasn't trying to cut
you off.
It
was actually an accident, but we do have a break.
Here's what else happens in Pamplona. The rain falls mainly on the plain.
We shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on AFR.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our...
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We still have seats available for our September tours of Washington, D.C. and Williamsburg. Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, that's one tour. And then Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, that is a separate tour. Now, we put them back-to-back so you can do both. If you're flying in from Texas or Montana or California or wherever you may be coming from, so that you can do those tours back-to-back with us if that's something you so choose to do. Now, Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be with us all along the way as our historian. Stephen will add context, he'll answer questions, talk about the people, the places, the events that make up our early American history. So for more information on this Spiritual Heritage Tour, go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. SpiritualHeritageTours.com for the September tour information.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. Back in 2008, R.J. Duarte was flat broke. One day, he had a hankering for a candy bar, and he was determined to pay for that candy with his own money. So R.J. got a hold of a hand-me-down push mower and started cutting grass. 9 years later, that part-time lawn mowing job generated $100,000 in gross revenue. A mighty impressive business venture, considering R.J. Duarte is 17 years old. R.J. started his company with no business plan, no venture capital, and no bank loans. But thanks to a good reputation and word of mouth, his lawn mowing business exploded. At one point last summer, R.J. had 14 employees, all kids, getting paid above the state-mandated minimum wage. Young people like R.J. Duarte are the backbone of our great nation, proof you really can live the American dream with a lot of perseverance, a lot of hard work, and a weed whacker. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. Does the left care about children as much as they want us to believe? How concerned should we be about the president's endorsement of gun control yesterday? And the left has shifted its monomania about President Trump from Russia to something else. I'll tell you what it is. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
Single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice,
and the American way. All right, there you go.
No mention there of what an amazing pickleball player he was, but he did that as well.
Clark Kent. Yeah, he was known amazing. For his pickleball skills. I never heard of pickleball, but our caller, was it Steve?
I think it was Michael.
Michael said that...
It was the fastest growing sport
among people 65 and older. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. In 26 minutes, we're going to go live to Charlotte for the funeral services for Dr. Billy Graham. We don't normally interrupt our regularly scheduled programming here on AFR, but we think this is very important.
Absolutely.
And we know that many of you would want to hear the services in Charlotte live, so we'll carry that on American Family Radio. All right, let's go back to the phones and take some more calls here on Trivia Friday, Walker.
All right, we're going to go to Texas and talk to Jenny. Jenny was left over from last week. Jenny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much, but Jenny's not from Texas. Jenny's from Alabama. Can't you tell?
There you go.
Yes, Jenny, we can.
Okay, well, I want to answer, and okay. I want to ask.
Okay, which one would you want to answer?
Okay, has the history question about JFK, has that been answered?
No, it hasn't. And let me
Never forget that day, being 75 years old. I'll never forget that day and okay. how we all cried when we lost our 35th president on 11-22 of 63.
You are right. Well, the answer is correct. She's correct. Is this Jenny?
I wish I'd hear that bell ringing. That was a mystery.
I know. It wasn't the mystery question. But what month? The question is, what month and year was President John F. Kennedy killed, Jenny? And it was November. As you say, it was November 22nd, 1963. How old? Well, you've already told us you're 75, so I'm not. What age were you? What age were you, and what? Where were you when that happened?
I was a beautiful young woman sitting behind the desk, engaged to my husband of 54 years.
Wow, wonderful!
You mean you were working for him?
No, I wasn't working for him. I was working for a financial group.
Okay. But you were engaged and a beautiful young girl, and now you've been married all those many years.
Now I'm an ugly old hag.
No, we don't believe that.
How did you hear the news, though?
It was actually on my lunch hour, and I couldn't even work the afternoon. I cried. So was on my lunch hour that we heard the news.
Yeah, it shocked the world. And
it was a sad time. He was, we really loved him, even though he was a Democrat.
Yeah. The different kind of Democrat back then.
Democrats
back then would be conservatives today.
That's right. They were Blue Dog Democrats. Yes. That's how I was raised in Alabama, the Blue Dog Democrat.
Did you have a question for us, Jenny?
I'm a conservative.
Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I do, and here it is. What port was the last major Confederate port to be captured by the Union forces?
The last major port.
Port or fort?
Port, P-O-R-T, port. All right.
Is that going to be, let's talk among ourselves, is that going to be around Natchez or Vicksburg?
No.
It wasn't along the Mississippi River, so it was probably, was it Mobile?
Yes, it was.
Mobile, yeah.
And that was called the Battle of Blakely, and it was the final major battle, and it started April the 9th of 65 and went until April the 12th of 65.
Now,
but there's a tidbit that you probably don't know. After that battle ended on 4/12, for 7 days after Lee surrendered in the little town of Spanish Fort, which was just a little wide place in the road, they fought for 7 days after the surrender.
Right.
Because they didn't hear the news. That's where I lived. Yeah.
Hey, well, wonderful. Jenny, listen.
That's good trivia.
Thanks for calling, and you have a great day. I appreciate you participating with us here on Trivia Friday. Spanish Fort is right across the bay from Mobile. It was a really small town, she said, back then. You can also go, I don't know what role Fort Morgan has in this, but there's a fort. You go to Gulf Shores and go down to the end of the island or the end of the strip towards Mobile. There's a fort out there that I think was used during the Civil War.
You can catch a ferry in Gulfport, Mississippi, and go out to a fort. And it's one out there, one of the outer.
All right, let's repeat our questions. Repeat our questions quickly here.
All right, what breed of horse is best known for its use in racing? What is the capital city of Canada's Yukon Territory?
Boy, we know that one.
In our solar system, which planet has the shortest day?
The Yukon, the Yukon Territory has a capital. And right, Walker?
That's right.
And we want to know what it is.
Here's what I've got. Seating on the first commercial plane consisted of movable wicker chairs.
Uh-huh.
Is that true or false?
It should be false, even if it's true.
And then,
wow, who thought of that one?
And then someone who raises false alarms is said to cry what?
Mm-hmm. All right, here are my the only question I have left for the remainder of this hour, because we're going to Charlotte, so I'm not going to introduce any more questions. What causes you to cry when you cut an onion? What causes you to cry when you cut an onion? That's my trivia question here on American Family Radio. And we go back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we'll stay in Mississippi and talk to John. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I listen to you all the time.
Well,
great.
Thank you, John. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Basically nowhere. It's a small town called Crosby. It's by Gloucester and Liberty.
Yes.
Right. Hey, tell me the...
And Justice for All, isn't that nearby too? I think.
Sir?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Justice and Liberty.
Are we pronouncing your name right? What's your name?
John, J-O-H-N.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to ask, answer, or both, John?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the false alarms.
Okay. Here's the question. Let's see. Someone who raises false alarms is said to cry what?
They're said to cry wolf.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Said to cry wolf.
Where does that come from, John? Do you know?
Yes, sir. That old kid story about the little boy.
The little boy that cried wolf. Now, is that an Aesop's fable?
I don't know.
Huh?
It may be, or just from a children's nursery rhyme.
What a great moral, though, to learn the little boy that cried wolf, because he...
Absolutely.
Cried wolf twice, and the wolf wasn't there. He was just pulling
pranking people.
Mm-hmm. And then the wolf really was there, and nobody was there to help him.
And you talk about something that stayed in the lexicon. You know, somebody said, "Oh, that's we're not worried about that. They're just crying wolf."
You know,
well, yeah, one, this children's thing. I don't know how far back, but it's been around a while.
The little boy. Type that in, Walker. Google all that. Right. And see.
But you got it, John. Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. Okay, the theme for the Marines is Semper Fidelis. That is Latin for always faithful. What branch of the military has their theme as Semper Paratus, which means always ready?
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I know the
here,
Latin
John.
Thing for the Boy Scouts is be prepared.
I think that's Girl Scouts, isn't it? But I don't think we're on the right track here.
Well, I'm just trying to get over there in the genre.
I'm going to say. I'm thinking the Army.
I'm going to say Navy.
I'm sorry. Well, then I'm going to go Air Force.
Okay.
We don't really know, John. What's the answer?
It's the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
Okay. That's good.
The Coast Guard. What is the motto for the Coast Guard?
Semper Paratus. It's Latin for always ready.
Always ready.
And boy, aren't they.
The United States Coast Guard,
yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Do you find anything about the boy, little boy that cried wolf?
Yeah,
story?
It is a fable, and it dates back, it looks like, to the 15th century.
And imagine that, as JJ said, staying with us for that long.
Right.
You know?
Aesop's Fable. I haven't heard of that. Maybe y'all have.
So, Dean Tim was right.
Yes.
When I guessed that, right?
Aesop's Fable. Well, and I would love to write a little short book one day and all the things that came from the Bible sayings and people don't even know they did. They don't know. Say, like, scapegoat. People say, oh, he's just a scapegoat. That was from the Old Testament.
That's a good point.
And you put your hands on the goat and let him run into the wilderness when your sins were forgiven. Well, there are so many things like that.
That we use today
that date back all those years. And the ones, the God-haters and the ACLU folks, they would be appalled to know that things they use in their ordinary language come from Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where does the bird in the hand is better than two in the bush come from? You know? You've heard that expression?
I've heard that, yeah.
Expression? I don't want a bird at all. I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think it means don't count.
Somebody tried to use that with me one time, and I just didn't get it.
Right.
So, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Walker and JJ. And continuing with our phone calls.
All right, we'll go to Indiana and talk to Zach. Zach, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Zach. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would love to do both.
All right, which question do you want to give a shot at?
I would love to try the Canada question.
Canada, all right. All right. I didn't think this would be
Canada.
Answered
here.
Are you from Canada, Zach?
I am not.
You born and raised in Indiana?
I was.
Okay, but you're going to... Okay, Walker, ask the question.
What is the capital city of Canada's Yukon Territory, Zach?
Let's try Whitehorse.
That is correct.
Wow.
Good job, Zach.
Nicely done.
Trey, what is the answer?
Whitehorse.
How do you know that, Zach?
Well, I was actually calling because I love history, and I was trying the JFK question, and when it got answered, I had to look it up.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's
good. You learned something. You learned something. So,
Whitehorse,
Yukon, Canada.
You know, that sounds like a good Indian name.
Probably is. Yeah, and the Yukons, isn't that the kind of automobile?
Yukon.
Does somebody make a Yukon?
Yeah, we drive a Yukon.
Did anybody make a Whitehorse or car?
Somebody might now.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, Zach, you have a question for us?
I do.
Fire away.
Okay, I'll stick with my history theme here today. And on March 4th, 1865, during Abraham Lincoln's inauguration, what famous celebrity was in the crowd above Abraham Lincoln on the balcony?
Okay, hold on just a minute. You're saying Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated for his second term in 1965.
Yes. 18.
Excuse me, 1865, and the question related to that is what now?
What famous person is also in the picture above his right shoulder?
Huh. Can you give us any kind of hint? Would that be a no?
It would be tough. He's probably the second most famous person from the time period.
Let me ask you this, because this will help narrow it down for me. Was he snacking on navel oranges? Or can you tell from the grainy picture?
What if we say James Wilkes? James Wilkes Booth. James Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth.
That's a good.
I'm going to go with his assassin.
Yeah.
Zach, is that the right answer?
It absolutely was.
It was?
All right. Wow, that's a Dean. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking I've heard that somewhere before. And so he's pictured with, and then I don't know how much longer after that he.
See, I'm glad I didn't blurt out Charlie Chaplin. That was my first guess.
I tell you what, if you ever get a chance to go to Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., the theater is nice to see, yes, but below it is a fascinating museum that they have of all kind of artifacts from that day and that night and that event.
And I'll throw this out. The story that we have, you know, they chased John Wilkes Booth to the barn or however that went down, and he was killed. There's another theory that he actually escaped and moved to Guntown, Mississippi, and the locals there remember him hiding in the attic all those years, never came down out of the attic. And if you go to the graveyard there outside of Guntown, Mississippi, there is a grave marker for him, and they say he lived and fled to that area. And he's got relatives there. And he does have relatives there. We know that. And they said he hid,
really?
I think, in his aunt's attic for the remainder of his years.
You've heard that?
Oh, heard it many times.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Zach, from Indiana, for giving us a call. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
All right, now, in 10 minutes, we're going to go live to Charlotte for the funeral services for Dr. Billy Graham, which we'll broadcast here on American Family Radio. I know I can't call them right now, but my mom and dad are in the audience there.
Really?
Yep.
2,300 people were invited. What a privilege for your mother and father to be invited.
Among those.
Franklin Graham is the speaker, as well as two others,
right.
And it was his desire, Billy Graham's desire, that the gospel be clearly presented. So this is Billy Graham's last crusade, if you will.
Yeah, and that's coming up live here on American Family Radio, so we won't have the last half hour of Trivia Friday today, but it's very important that we carry the funeral service. So we'll be back next week with another hour and a half of Trivia Friday. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today, gentlemen.
What breed of horse is best known for its use in racing? Last question remaining. In our solar system, which planet has the shortest day?
Mine's going to be easy. It's 50-50. It's a true or false. Seating on the first commercial planes consisted of movable wicker chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a tough time during turbulence.
Yeah, yeah, and serving people, you know, down the aisle with those trays and everything like that could be a problem. You can, you know, dodge and weave
right
down the aisle. All right, my my only question I have left is this one. What causes you to cry when you cut an onion? What is it that causes you to get so emotional when you cut an onion?
Painful memories.
Yeah,
it's memories.
I want to know what the answer to that is. All right, back to the, by the way, you can send us an email if you want to at comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. We appreciate you listening to AFR. And we go back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we'll go to South Carolina and talk to Chris. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, brother?
Great, great. I've actually gotten cut off twice trying to get a hold of y'all, guys. I'm thrilled to get through.
We've had some phone difficulties, so thank you for your patience.
Nah, man, thank y'all. I'd like to try to answer the horse racing question.
All right. Here's my question. Which breed of horse is best known for its use in racing?
That would be the thoroughbred, I hope.
Well done. Well done, Chris. Good job.
Thoroughbred.
Nicely done.
Are there any other kind of horses that really race in those big derbies and such?
I think that's it. And a little extra trivia, they take those some of those retired thoroughbred horses that that maybe they're not going to use for breeding purposes that won the biggest prize, the biggest purse. And they use those as polo horses.
Hmm.
So
really?
Yeah.
So now, go ahead, Chris.
Now, if you ask me anything else about horses, horse racing, or anything, I know nothing.
Right, right. But at least you know thoroughbreds.
Like, you're like Schultz.
I know nothing. Thoroughbreds,
I know nothing.
Now, I'm going to embarrass myself here. Is a thoroughbred, that's different than a quarter horse, isn't it?
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe a quarter horse with some distinctions, but I should know that being from Kentucky.
Don't quarter horses race too?
Nobody knows that.
Anyway, Richard, Chris, you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm going to ask you a quick question. And with it being now March and March Madness is on the horizon for everyone, I'm going to ask an NCAA tournament question.
All right, go ahead.
All right. In 1989, two teams from the same state won both the NCAA tournament and the NBA championship. Can you name the teams or the state?
What year was that?
1989.
And they would have won the national championship in basketball and the NBA championship from the same
that
state.
That should be a little bit easy only a handful of states have an NBA team.
I'm wanting to say Michigan and the Detroit Pistons.
Let's go with that.
The Fab Four? When were they? Fab Five, I mean? I don't know.
We'll go with Tim.
Yeah.
All right, so your answer is Michigan?
Yes.
That would be correct.
I'm just guessing.
Wow.
Good job.
Pistons.
That's right.
Good job.
The Detroit Pistons won their first championship over the Lakers, and Michigan actually won this championship pre-Fab Five era with Ramil Robinson and Glenn Rice.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
That
was a great year for them. Boy, do that in 1989.
The Detroit Pistons, that would have been the Bruce brothers and Isaiah Thomas and those guys.
The bad boys.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman, that's when he first got his start. But yeah, okay, but it wasn't the Fab Five. It was before
that. That was a great.
And I was a Lakers fan, so I didn't like it.
Yeah, there you go. Great trivia, Chris. Hey, have a great weekend, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Chris, from South Carolina. We go next, Walker Ware.
Yeah, we'll go to Indiana, and we'll try to talk to Richard here. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Richard, how you doing, brother?
Doing fine, yeah.
You have a question, or you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I was going to answer the Kennedy question, but that's too late. The solar system question is beyond me. It's over my head.
Do you know but, what? Do you know what age John F. Kennedy was when he passed away?
43, maybe.
46.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a true or false question, Richard. If you want to try that, you got a 50-50 shot at it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the question: seating on the first commercial plane consisted of movable wicker chairs. Richard, is that true or false?
I think it's false.
Richard, it's 100% true.
Are you
no
serious?
100% true. There were 11 chairs on the first Ford Trimotor, first commercial airplane. All 11 chairs were wicker chairs, movable chairs. After several years, Ford replaced them. After several years, Ford replaced wow. them with aluminum frame leather chairs, which weren't bolted down. You're just camping out at 10,000 feet. And boy, the turbulence, that was Katie bar the door when ran into some rough weather and you're in some wicker chairs.
If it weren't for the FAA, we'd still be flying in wicker chairs.
Would that have been those little pretzels or peanuts probably?
They've
got those pretzels down to nothing. Have you ever seen how they shrunk those things
up? They've shrunk them down. They might as well just have you tilt your head back like a baby bird and just drop a pretzel in your mouth.
They're called mini pretzels, but they're just almost non-existent.
Well, they had meals on the first early flights. Meals, real silverware, and real plates. It was a big deal years and years ago.
All right, Richard, you have a question for us?
Yes. Go ahead. Yes. What body parts do humans have that no other animal have?
What body parts do humans have that no other animal has?
Hey, that is a great question.
No other animal. I don't know. That's a lot.
Do animals have a pancreas? I'm going to show my ignorance here. You know, to take the insulin and do all that, because they may have some little different things.
I have no idea.
I'm going to go with JJ.
Oh, I'm just throwing something crazy out there.
Yeah, pancreas.
No, the answer is a chin.
A chin?
Body part.
A body. Well, so chin
animal
is,
has a chin.
Okay. So
that is a great trivia question.
I wonder
question.
If a monkey has a chin.
No.
No, pretty round face.
Yeah, pretty round face. No other animal has a chin. That's interesting.
NPR, so it must be true.
That's right.
Not even an ape, huh? I'm trying to think out loud here. An ape. Okay. Hey, Richard, thanks for calling, brother. You take care. Have a great day.
I know that fellow that wasn't doing well on his New Year's resolutions, wasn't sticking to his diet. His friend asked him, said, which one of those chins you want to keep?
How long we got? 15 seconds. Okay, we're going to have to answer our questions then. We're about out of time. What do you got left, Walker?
All right, last question unanswered. In our solar system, which planet has the shortest day? The answer would be Jupiter.
Jupiter has the shortest day, so don't vacation there. What do you got?
I'm out.
Mine is, what causes you to cry when you cut an onion? It is a sulfuric acid. When you cut an onion, it releases a series of enzymes that produce unstable sulfur-based gases. These gases react with the water in your eye to form sulfuric acid. And your body defends itself by diluting the acid in your eye with tears. So there you go. Sulfuric acid. I may be mispronouncing that. That's the reason you cut an onion. You cry. Well, as I said a few minutes ago, we're going live now to Charlotte, North Carolina for live coverage of the Billy Graham funeral service. And so thank you for listening to Trivia Friday, and we'll see you next time.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.